Yo, Jack in the Box has super fries for $3.
That's crazy.
It is such a game changer.
I haven't been to Jack in the Box in a while. I gotta go.
It is worth a go. It's really fucking good. It's just like guac and sour cream and then whatever meat you pick and then some fries.
How much do you get for $3?
Like, think like Chinese food, the rice.
Okay, that's pretty good.
It's a killer deal. Welcome everyone to another episode of Lit for Lakers. I'm your host Jess, and I'm joined as always by my co-host Travis.
What's up?
Once again we've been gone for a while since our last episode, which was mostly due to both of us getting sick at intervals, but we're kind of back now and hopefully we're not too sniffly, and we kind of attack the comings and goings of the Lakers Laker Nation.
Let's do it.
So a lot happened between all the signings post LeBron, Summer League, and everything in between, but I think Summer League should be the thing that's most relevant and the thing to start with. Lakers lost in a really uneventful game, which, you know, I don't know, if you had any thoughts on the game.
Well, I did notice that they were fumbling the ball like the fucking 2006 through 2012 Oakland Raiders.
Yeah, it was, I don't know, I at a certain point, like, not long after halftime, I got much more absorbed in my pizza than the actual game.
Well, to be honest, pizza is more interesting than that game.
It was not a good game. I think they were kind of drained from last
overtime. Oh, yeah, for sure. Three games back to back, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Double overtime last night, they were drained.
Yeah, definitely drained. But, like, I don't know. It was just lame because nobody was any good. Josh Hart wasn't great. Svi was cold from the beginning.
Yeah, Svi was real bad.
Not much else. It was just, like I said, really uneventful and kind of bland. So, which is kind of a bummer because it's been such an exciting summer league.
Yeah, for sure. It's been great. I mean, we've seen, I remember initially everybody was talking about Wagner. Like, oh, you know, he's shown he could do this, you know, at an NBA level, whatever. He gets hurt, and all of a sudden, I mean, people were already talking about speed from the beginning, too. But I felt like the focus was more on Wagner. But after he got hurt, like, everyone went off on speed because he just kept putting in amazing performances. I mean, he got, what, 31 against
the Cavaliers.
Cleveland? Yeah.
He don't give a fuck. He'll shoot from wherever.
Yeah, I know.
He's so good. He's like, man, he's shooting, like, besides, like, his crap game today, coming into it, he was shooting 43%.
Uh-huh.
And, like, he shot 44% in college. This dude's legit. This is exactly how he shoots.
Uh-huh. For sure.
Super stoked.
I'm really excited about him.
Yeah. I don't know, were you listening at all into Magic's conversation with everybody?
Today?
The game.
I caught some of it.
It was pretty interesting.
I saw the Lance Stevenson thing.
Lance? Okay. Let's just get right into Lance. I fucking love Lance Stevenson.
he's a goofball, definitely, he seems like.
He's so funny. When my stream, quote, my paid for stream, who just happens to come with a DJ who remixes what I'm watching, when it goes into commercials, they started playing that Down in My Feelings by Drake, and they just looped Lance Stevenson dancing. Oh man, that was such a treat. I'm sure a lot of people saw that, and for the rest of you guys, you missed out. It was amazing. But anyway, besides Lance, game is whack, but otherwise, for overall summer league, yeah, Josh Hart showed himself to be really fucking good. He can score off the dribble. He's killing it. And then Zvi is just a goddamn sniper. Zvi Rex, as they call him. Because he got a little...
He's got the tiny little arms.
Dino arms. T-Rex arms. Anyway, do you have any other thoughts on summer league? Thoughts around the league?
I was surprised to hear that DeAndre Ayton is not the first team all summer league center.
Who was that?
I was saying I guess he just wasn't as good as some other guy. I really expected Ayton to just kill it.
Well, probably part of it has to do with the fact that they just couldn't lost all their games. I don't know if they lost all their games, but they are first round bounce, you know? So he just didn't have as many games to play to show himself out. But no, he's played really well, and sometimes he seems disengaged, and that's part of the worry about him. But when he steps it up, he did against Bagley, he's pretty fucking incredible. He does some big stuff. I'm very high on Ayton again, from previous episodes, because I watched two YouTube highlight videos on him. But
he
excites me. No, I actually watched a couple of his games, but he really excites me. And I think, for what it's worth, I think he's going to be good.
Bonga kind of let me down. I was really excited for Bonga. He really didn't show up that much.
You would text me, Bonga going to score 50.
Yeah. I was so, because you said, I saw two highlight videos, and I was this guy's it. He's amazing. I thought this guy was the steal of the draft. Because it's amazing, though, because he's a really tall guy. But he's really good at playmaking and stuff. But I mean, he's playing against skinny German dudes. So,
No. It was quite the delight to see you just buy into the hype.
Yeah. Buy into I didn't know. I just decided I was high on him. I created my own hype for him in my own head. I didn't know anybody else was even hyping on him.
There was this on Lakers Reddit. I can't remember what it was, but it was a post and just talking about Bonga, and somebody goes, it's damn, he must have really impressed the Lakers coaches. What did he do at that European scouting thing? And somebody comments, he goes, he dunks. And then the next person's he blocks shots with his dick. And a hard nephew afterwards. No, that was really good. I was just that's what I heard. Anyway. So I think part of our memeing for this Lakers team, not that we're going to need, we're going to have plenty of time with Lance and Rondo and all these new guys, but Bonga memeing him would be pretty funny.
Yeah. But he'll be in G League.
Yeah.
He'll be cheaper to go see.
Yeah. Anyway. Any summer league before we go into offseason?
No, I feel like it's about it. Sexton's really good.
Yeah, he impressed me. That was my thought, too. I was going to say the same thing. I like him. I don't love him, I don't think he's gonna be some superstar, but I like him, like a Lillard.
Yeah.
You know, maybe not that good, but I like him. Anyway, all right, we'll wrap it up here, and then we'll come back after the break and talk about the Lakers offseason. JaVale McGee, Lance Stephenson, Rajon Rondo, Mary Fuck Kill.
I'm gonna kill Rondo because he was a Celtic. So I mean, gotta. I'm going to marry Lance Stephenson because he'll be funny, and that would be good for our relationship. And then I guess I would fuck JaVale McGee because he's the last one left, I guess.
That's pretty much how I had it. Yeah. So we added those three guys. And of course, brought back KCP. So, but I think we talked about that last episode.
Yeah.
Thoughts on him?
So Rondo, I didn't care for at first, but the longer I, or like the more I learn about him and like he has a reputation, I guess, of being good with kids and all that stuff. I'm a little higher on him now. I'm kind of okay with him being a Laker.
Yeah, I'm kind of cool with him too.
Yeah, Stevenson. I mean, we were already talking about him. He's awesome. Like I'm delighted. I wasn't really all that familiar with him. Like I knew about the incident where a guy blew into LeBron's ear, but I didn't know who did it necessarily. So Stevenson, he's gonna be a blast.
Uh-huh.
And KCP, I'm glad to have him back because you know, having all those ups and downs with him
off the really backboard and back again.
Yeah, it really endears someone to you.
Yeah. What about McGee?
McGee? Oh yeah. So he's cool because I didn't know this. Him and his mom are the first mother and son to be like in WNBA and the NBA.
That's dope.
And she was a Laker, and she played, or not a Laker, Spark, and she played at USC. So she's always been like an LA athlete. So now he gets to be an LA athlete.
Sick.
That's yeah. Pretty
dope. I like him as a player too. Like you know, just rim protector, champion. Yeah. I'm worried about our center position because
yeah, me too.
Who's our next center? You know, is it Zubats? Man, we were so over him last year.
I know.
We give him an F. I give him an F.
Yeah. He kind of earned an F.
Yeah. And Thomas Bryant is getting let go. Or Mo. I guess Mo might be it. You know what idea I heard floated around? Who could play center for the Lakers? Never guess. You'll never guess.
Bynum?
No. Currently on the roster. Ass hat.
What, LeBron?
No. That one's been thought about, but I don't think that's gonna happen because LeBron won't play center till like the playoffs. He might do it a couple times just to try it out. No. More unlikely.
KCP.
More unlikely.
Isaiah Thomas.
No, he's not on the team.
Oh yeah, he's a Nugget now, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know. I give up.
Luol Deng.
That would be amazing.
Oh my god, could you imagine the resurrection?
And then we get a championship.
Right? Luol Deng, starting center, championship Lakers. God damn, what a stupid thought we just had.
No, let's try it. yeah, that wouldn't work though.
No. I would like to see him get some minutes there. I would like to see it. I'd like to give him the chance at the redemption. But
yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah. That's probably not the solution. I don't know what's going to happen with center. We'll figure it out.
Are there any left to sign?
Not really.
Huh. So at this moment, I guess McGee's our starting center.
Yeah. He's supposed to be situational, but apparently not. Unless Mo takes the spot, maybe later in the year, but that's unlikely.
Yeah.
I don't know. Starting lineup is probably going to be something like Lonzo, KCP. I think LeBron's going to be our starting small forward. And then I think it's going to be Kuzma and then McGee. What are your thoughts on that? Unless you think Ingram might start. I'm iffy on it.
I think Ingram, I don't know if Ingram's going to start. That's a pretty tough one.
Yeah. Right there. So I think I'd like to want to play small forward for the most part. At least early on.
Anyway. Well, we've discussed the idea of Ingram being a power forward potentially in the future, right?
Yeah.
He's probably, he's not strong enough for it now if he'll ever will
it. Yeah, and it just doesn't make sense. Like, in a lineup where Ingram's the power forward, LeBron's got to be the center, you know?
Yeah. I mean, we could just put LeBron at center on defense, and then on offense, you know.
I've heard the idea floated out. It probably won't happen, but the idea would be because he's not chasing people around. That he might get easy, or maybe like certain matchups, because most centers these days, they don't back you down that hard. There's not any of them. A lot of center, like the big men who get a lot of minutes out there, it's mostly just rim protectors, you know, you know, and rim runners, but not like actual back down people. So LeBron might actually just have to defend a floor spacer in some situations if he's a center, which would ease his load, and he doesn't have to do much. And then also his defensive gravity.
Right.
Damn, I'm fucking... Where am I? Like, basically... I can't remember where I heard this idea. I wish I could give props. But anyway, guards wouldn't want to do a pick and roll to switch on to LeBron, is the idea.
Right.
So that's even less work he'll have to do. That's the idea. I doubt it's going to happen, but you never know. But yeah. Any other? We didn't talk about Josh Hart in the science experiment.
Oh yeah, what was that? And nobody.
I didn't see anywhere on Twitter.
Yeah.
Anybody who watched the game, it was the semifinal game against the Cavaliers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Josh Hart. I think it was in the first quarter. It was when he first came to the bench, and he sits on the bench and he's got two cups. He pours Gatorade from one cup into another cup and then pours it back into the other cup. It was so weird.
Yeah, it was like
a five-year-old.
Yeah. We used to call those suicides when you mix the flavors.
Really?
Kind of a weird name. Yeah.
I don't remember that. Yeah, I'm getting old. I mean, it was just too high.
Probably.
The thing I was forgetting at the end of the last segment. Bonga, the meme for Bonga is just to make him a Paul Bunyan guy, kind of character. Just tall tale the hell out of him.
Yeah, definitely.
Anyway.
I feel like he's going to be a fun player.
I'm out. Jesse Buston's been killing.
I hope he gets decent.
Yeah, I believe Jesse Buston's picks.
Yeah.
Anyway. Any last thoughts to wrap it up?
Nope, I'm good.
Cool. Thanks for listening, everybody. If you like what you heard, please like or comment or subscribe or give a 5-star rating, depending on what kind of platform you're listening on. And follow us on Twitter at Lit for Lakers. Peace out, everyone.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.